Jesus, we just thank you for these willing people who come forward and represent seeds. And we just pray that today people's hearts would be stirred and moved and that people would want to desire to pursue where you're calling them, Lord. And we pray today that people are called to work with seeds and head on out to Fiji as they're planning a big trip out there this upcoming summer. So we just pray that you take away any nerves that Mike and Denise may have, as well as the other team that are the other members of the team that are helping today. And we just pray that you bless this whole process and just ready hearts and ready ears, Jesus. We pray this in your name. Amen.
We are excited to be here to present seeds to you again this year. And we are excited that our team, where's our puppet team? You guys can come up because you're going to be on real soon. Yes, we brought the puppets. So we're excited that we can share a couple of puppet songs with you and also just share what's on our heart for seeds. We absolutely love this ministry. We have for a number of years, and it's fun. It's fun to be part of seeds because you get to be a part of a team, you get to go to an awesome country, and you get to meet a whole bunch of kids. So it can't be any more fun than that. So today what we're doing is we're inviting all the kids to stay in the service for just a little longer so they can see the puppets. And we're going to do two puppet songs, and then we're going to ask for the preschool kids to go downstairs to their Sunday school, but you school age kids. So if you're in grade 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or you're graduated and now retired, you can stay. So basically that age group. So everybody that is in school can stay behind. We have a special story coming to us from Skype. So we have a really jam-packed service for you. So I'm going to sit down and let the puppets take over. Much puppets and puppeteers. We had some help from the youth group on that, so we really appreciate their help this morning. Mr. Mike is going to come, and if all the preschool children could come forward, he'd like to just pray over you before you go to your Sunday school class. So if you're preschool, just come over to the door over here. That means like under grade one.
Okay, come on in. This is exciting. All right. Oh, okay. All right, everyone's here? Terrific. You know, children, Jesus loves you so very, very much. He just cares about every little bit and piece. He cares when you're happy, and he cares when you're sad. He loves it when you are laughing with your mom and your friends, and he's there when you're crying. And that's the Jesus that we know. And we go to other places to tell people that Jesus loves us all, and he loves you guys so much. So as you go downstairs, I want you to know that Jesus loves you very, very much. Can you guys remember that for me? Okay, well, let's pray. Close our hands and close our eyes. Dear Jesus, thank you for today. And thank you for these little children. And Lord, you love them. And you care about them all the time. And Lord, we pray that when they go downstairs that you will be with them and that you will teach them and that they will go through their days knowing that they are loved by you, Jesus. Thank you for today. In your name, amen. Special presentation. We have, through the wonderful world of technology, we have a story that's going to be read to you children all the way from Arizona. And it's through Skype. Now, it's going to be a little bit different. We can see her, but she can't see us. So it's sort of one way. But she's going to come up on the screen here shortly. And Lorraine went with us last year, and she is going with us again. And so she's going to read the children a story, and then she's going to just talk to you about her experience and why she's going again and why you should perhaps consider coming along with us. We are doing it this year, and we've committed to go next year. But after that, we're not sure. So, because we made a five-year commitment, and we'll be at the end of our 5 years. And so I've sort of been planting seeds with people, saying, hey, is God tugging on you to come? Is God tugging on you to share your faith in other countries? Then just listen to His Spirit's leading, and maybe after today, it'll be made more clear as to yes or no. But for right now, we're going to have Lorraine come up, and it sounds like she's ready to go.
The pleasure and blessing it is to virtually be with you at your service today. I'd like to start by sharing a story with you about Daniel. Daniel and the lions. Daniel came to Babylon with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and each king that came and went liked these men because they were honest and hard-working men. They were always given the most important jobs, which made all of the other workers of the king really jealous. At this time, the king's name was Darius, and he also liked Daniel. He knew that Daniel was a good worker, and he decided to put Daniel in charge of the whole country. All of the other servants of the king were very jealous, and they tried to find something to get Daniel into trouble. They were trying to get him fired, but Daniel obeyed God so that they couldn't find anything. Finally, these men said to each other, "The only way we could get him to disobey the king is if we made a law against his God." So they went to King Darius and said, "Oh, great and mighty king, you are so wonderful that no one should pray to anyone except you." And the king said, "Why? That sounds like a great idea." And the men continued, "All your workers have agreed that this should be done, and that anyone that prays to any other god should be thrown into the lion's den." The workers had actually lied, and they said that everyone who worked for the king had agreed. But of course, they never did talk to Daniel, because they knew that Daniel wouldn't agree. The king didn't know this, though, so he made the law, and it could not be changed. When Daniel heard about the new law, he did what he always did. He went home, and he opened the windows that looked out over the city. 3 times that day, he went down on his knees, and he prayed to God like he always had. These men went as a group to Daniel's house and found him praying and asking God to help. They ran straight to the king, and they told him, "Your worker Daniel's ignoring your command. We have seen him praying to God 3 times today." When the king heard this, he was very, very sad, because he really liked Daniel and he didn't want him to die. He tried everything to get the law changed to stop Daniel from being thrown into the lion's den. But the men came to him and reminded him that the law could not be changed and Daniel must be punished. So at the end of the day, the king gave the order, and they brought Daniel and threw him into the lion's den. And the king said to Daniel, "I hope your God, who you pray to and serve, will rescue you." A large, heavy stone was rolled in front of the den, and the king went back to his palace with tears in his eyes. And that night, King Darius couldn't eat or sleep. He was so worried for Daniel. The next morning, as soon as the sun came up and the king got up and ran to the lion's den, he got closer and he shouted, "Daniel, Daniel, has your God who served you and prayed to rescue you from the lions, has he saved you?" And the king waited very quietly for the response. And all of a sudden, Daniel said, "Oh, king, live forever. My God sent an angel and he shut the mouths of the lions. They have not hurt me because I have done nothing wrong." The king jumped with joy and immediately ordered that Daniel be removed from the den And when Daniel was lifted from the den, there wasn't even a scratch on him because he had trusted in his God. The king knew that the men had tricked him into punishing Daniel, so he punished them. After that, the king made a new law, and he said, Daniel's God is great, and I order that everyone in my kingdom must respect the Lord God who rescued Daniel from the hungry lions. I hope you enjoyed the story today. Our God is so good. I know that he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me that I am his own. And I know that God was talking to me when he called me to go on the very first Fiji mission trip. And I'd like to share with you now the reasons that I went last year and that I'm planning, Lord willing, to go again this year. Reason number one, to serve God and to answer his call. Reason two, to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to the children of Fiji. Three, to use the gifts and talents that God has blessed me with. Four, to work with a loving Christian team like Michael and Denise, last year Sabrina, maybe Nancy, or maybe anybody else that will join us this year. I believe in the goals and programs of Seeds Internationals. And number six, I, just like Michael and Denise, have fallen in love with the church family in Fiji, their people, their country, their culture, their land. They are God's people, God's creation. Being a part of a team requires a lot of work, but it's always made a lot easier when that team is a Christian team, when they're hardworking, when they're fun-loving, when they're willing to respect the people that they're with. A little bit like Daniel. Well, or maybe a little bit like our Michael. Michael is a great leader who has a servant heart, who loves children. He relates well to them. And you know what? Michael's also a lot of fun to be with. Well, and then there's Denise. She's so organized. She looks after all our paperwork, our computer stuff. She's our administrator. And then there's our Fijian team, our church team, who are on fire for God, and they put their heart and soul into helping us to deliver God's message to their children. I would equate our Fiji mission trip to a spiritual retreat. You are truly just lifted up from your regular duties, your regular home, to a tropical climate, where a typical work day would start off with devotions under a beautiful sun, and then presentations at three or four schools, working with children whose eyes just light up as we present these many different programs to them, and then ending our day with studying God's word, with some delightful Fijian cuisine, and maybe on occasion, those wonderful ocean sunsets. I would like to thank you, each and every one of you at Muir Lakes Church, for your prayers, your support, and your encouragement as we plan this next Fiji International Mission team. In closing, I would like to encourage anyone that feels a calling, that feel that God is speaking to them, to join our team. You will experience God in a unique and in an awesome, amazing way. Blessings to all of you for a wonderful day and a great week. Bye for now.
But it's great to have someone like Lorraine on our team, and this is our passion. This is our joy. This is what gives us our mojo, I guess. We just really love to be a part of this.
Our theme today is We Were Made to Thrive, and that was part of the song of one of the years that we went to Fiji, and I'm sure a few of you know that song, but we were truly made to thrive. And Kara's going to switch the slide. She was working on the lights. We are so appreciative of having Kara do sound for us. So our mission and vision is to develop relationships in schools in Fiji and to allow us to proclaim the gospel, which they let us do inside their public schools, which is amazing. And to share the Seedlings book, and if you haven't seen the Seedlings book, it's out on the table and you can take a look through it. It's a 14-week curriculum that allows the kids to learn about Jesus and ask the kids if they want to become a Christian and then disciples the kids. So that's the thing that made us really excited is the discipleship part of it. And then we just share the love of Jesus with them in what you saw this morning, puppets, songs, skits, Bible stories, things like that. And then our second part of our mission is to provide the opportunity for you here at Mirror Lake Alliance to be part of our family over there, to come with us, to pray for us, to support us, to be blessed by, and to serve and use your gifts in Fiji or here at home. There's lots to do when we plan a trip like this, and so we need everybody. We don't just need people to go, but we need people to pray. We need people to support. So that's the mission and vision of this.
So these are our goals. So I mentioned to you before that we had a five-year plan. And so last year, we wanted to take a team of five, but God gave us three, which we're very thankful for. And that was an awesome trip, and some of you remember that we got into 14 schools and handed out over 500 books to close to 800 children. This year, we want to go again, and this time we want to go into two cities and do 10 schools in each city, so a total of 20 schools, and hand out books. And then next year will be our last year, most likely, and we'd love to take just a huge team, multi-generational, of youth, adults, and seniors to experience an awesome trip.
So, like Michael mentioned, we've been doing this for 3 years. In 2015, we went just as a couple to find out what this was all about. We went with the people that were originally started the ministry in Fiji, and we learned a lot about the culture, and we met people. And that's where we met Sam and Nancy and Cornerstone Assemblies of God Church that we work with there, and also another lady named Tala, who introduced us to them. She lives in Suva. So there's two cities in Fiji. There's Nandi, where you land, and that's the tourist resorty area. And then there's Suva, which is the capital city, and it's more of a business city. So we're hoping to do both sides of the island this year. 2016, we were able to take Tyson with us, which was really fun, and I think he enjoyed the trip. And he was a big part of it. He played a Roman guard in all the skits and things like that, so he was quite involved. And then last year we took Lorraine and Sabrina and Mike went, and that was the history of Fiji.
So how did God call us? Well, it started out in Costa Rica. It was with a church in Spruce Grove, and they had a ministry in San Jose, or just outside, in a Nicaraguan refugee camp. And that is where we went, and that's where I started to develop and just really hear God's voice about mission work. Then, the next year, or maybe a couple years later, went to Antigua with my daughter, and we did the same thing that we've been doing in Fiji, except on a much larger scale. They had 26, 28 people, and we visited 51 schools in 5 days. So we were moving, but we were having fun, and we were just sharing God's word. And then Fiji. And this is where we're at now. And that top left-hand corner is my favorite picture, because this is what community means to me. They work on a mat, they live on a mat, they sleep on a map, and they are down there doing seeds. And there's the mom working with her little ones, and this is a Sunday school lesson. And at the bottom are some of the people that we have partnered with as we do our mission.
So, is God calling you? We've done a lot of research on short-term mission, and often people say, you know, short-term mission, you just go in, you dump a bunch of money, and you leave, and it's not very effective. But we've also know a lot of people that do short-term mission. In fact, they call the teams that they send out from Seed SWAT teams, Seed World Action Teams. And in the short-term mission, we have encountered these seven things, and we want to share them with you because I think it may help you see a perspective on short-term mission that's a little bit different. Number one, you're going to encounter God's heart. When you're on a mission trip and you're focusing on being in ministry, all of a sudden you're a lot closer to God, it seems. I don't know why, but you are. You expand your perspective, so you can actually see. We're going to go through these in a minute, Kara. I'm just going to outline them. And then I always become more grateful because foreign countries are foreign countries, and they're very different than ours. And it just makes you realize how much we have here in Canada. You discover your spiritual family, which is on both sides of the ocean, believe it or not. I have spiritual family in Fiji, and I have all of you here as my spiritual family. You build lasting friendships, you overcome your fears, and you grow the kingdom of Jesus. And those are seven really good reasons to go.
So we just want to explain each briefly and just give scripture for each one. So the first one, we encounter his heart. The poor will see and be glad. You who seek God, may your hearts live. And this is why we do it. We have an audience that is just, there's 100, sometimes maybe 200 children, and their eyes are just glued on us. Their ears are glued on us, and they just want to hear more about Jesus. And it's just being used by God in this kind of situation. You know, you come home after doing two or three schools, and you're just, oh, so good.
You'll expand your perspective. Did you know you can do church in a tin building in the middle of a sugarcane field on a mat? It's fun. It's actually way more fun. Unfortunately, we live in Canada and it's cold here and that might be not so effective. But so in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. And that's what we learned, is we're all children of God. All the Fijian Christians and us, we're all children of God through faith.
Third, you'll become more grateful. Psalm 128:2, you will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessing and prosperity will be yours. And I've been in a lot of schools, I've been in a lot of classrooms, and they're not like this. But that's okay. This is how they do it. And they're very, very happy. And there's learning that has happening there. Kids are engaged, just observing it and being able to talk to them a little bit. They love school. But this is how they do it. Picnic tables, paper and pencils, no real technology. But that's okay. They're learning. And we're just, I come back and I'm just like, we are so blessed.
You will discover your spiritual family. This is one of my favorite pictures of Fiji, and I'll try and read the verse. You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. This is a very interesting picture because you have our seeds team. And if you look in the back, there's some idols and there's an altar to other gods. And I don't know why. I guess I do, but God took us into the temple of this school. This was a Hindu school, and they allowed us to do our seeds presentation right in front of their idols. And they allowed us to pray, and they allowed us to proclaim Jesus Christ right in front of their idols. And it was amazing. It was a very blessed time, and we felt very, very close to God and very blessed by Him to be able to share Jesus Christ, the true and living God. And we were able to have the kids sing along with us and be a big part of the presentation there. So we will be a royal priesthood.
You'll build lasting friendships. Psalm 96:7. Ascribe to the Lord, all of you families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. This is Sam and Nancy, and they are our close friends. We talk about our spiritual family. These are certainly a part of it, but these are close friends. And Sam always walks around with a big smile like he has there. It's hard to leave Fiji sometimes. It's hard to leave. I mean, just because you know that you're leaving friends behind. But we love them, and they love us, and they love you guys, and they wanted us to pass that along.
You will overcome your fears. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. It's kind of scary sometimes to get up in front of people, especially when you're a teenager. And Tyson was afraid, but he did it. He was like as big a part of the team. And God was very faithful to Tyson when we went there. He put another young fellow on the team whose name was Joka. And they had the best time. So much fun. And we had Joka over to the hotel. He'd never slept in a bed. So he came over to the hotel and slept in a bed one night. And they just had so much fun together. And it was a real blessing to Tyson. And he did overcome all his fears.
You'll grow the kingdom of Jesus. Luke 9:2. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. This is one of the principles. And like Denise said, the Fijians and a number of the Caribbean countries where seeds is in, just, you want to tell your kids about Jesus? Come on in. Bring books. Tell them stories. Tell them about Jesus. And what a wonderful opportunity. And this I want to call him a pastor, but this principal was just super excited about having these books in his school, and we hand them out to all the grade four children. And we truly believe that each one of these books is a little seedling that will grow and become Jesus followers.
This is a verse that we've always proclaimed for this ministry. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. And like Mike said, each of these little books is a seed, and it is growing oaks of righteousness in all these countries that seedlings is in. And it's all over the world. It's not just in Fiji. It's in Antigua. It's in Romania. It's everywhere. Africa, a whole bunch of different countries seeds goes to and plants little seeds in the hearts of these people. We know that they become oaks of righteousness because there is a story in the seeds community of a teacher who actually got a seedlings book as a child, and that's how he became a Christian, and that's why he became a teacher, and that's what he's doing now in one of his countries. So it's really cool how this can be a long-term effect on these people. And we're going to share a video with you now from last year that Kara put together, and it'll just give you an idea of what the trip's like.
Oh, worn and weary land where many a dream has died. Like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know. To show them who you are. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to
oh,
better? Oh, there we are. Sorry about that. Yeah, it was hard to sit and watch that without kind of tearing up a little bit because there's just so many fond memories. And we just want to let you experience it too. You know, it's just such an awesome time. And, you know, not everyone is called to go, but maybe there's some of you that are. And we just want to share this awesome joy that we experience every single year. And so if you're at all interested, I really encourage you to come and talk to Denise and I and just talk with us. And if you're like, this is for me, then we'll give you an application form and have you be a part of it. And, you know, I've been praying for young kids to join us as well as older ones. So, yeah. Brad.
Right on. That was awesome presentation there. You know, working at the airport, I worked with a guy from Fiji, super compassionate person, and if he was any demonstration of how Fiji people are, it's unreal. I kind of ribbed him all the time because he had really big hands, and I called him Chiquita because his hands were like a bunch of bananas. And he would slap me with them all the time, and because I'd goof off. But it was just fun to kind of be around that kind of atmosphere of just like family immediately with him. So as Mike was saying, pray about this. What an awesome opportunity. There's three amazing reasons that you could just go just based off the fact that, A, you're doing God's work, and B, you're out there in like tropical paradise. How amazing is that? Embarrassing story, by the way. This morning we were kind of joking around looking at pictures and such, and they're like, yeah, there's lots of birds of paradise there. And I'm like, oh, gross, I hate birds, right? And then they had to correct me and be like, it's a flower, ding dong. And I'm like, all right, cool, that's cool. But the third reason is you might even see Mike in some sort of dress thing, right? Like, that's pretty cool. He called it a bula, I believe, a sulu. And I was like, wow, that's cool. Mike's wearing a dress. That's nice. That's awesome. So, you know, just pray about this. What an amazing opportunity to get out there and serve the world and do as we're called to do. I was reminded, as I was going through the Word, just to check out in Mark here, as Jesus says this in Mark 16, starting in verse 15. He said to them, go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. And that's exactly what Seeds does. And what an awesome opportunity. I know it's something that I'll be praying about as well and just figuring out, okay, is this where God wants to take me? Is this something I want to be a part of as well? It's feeling pretty cool. And so just pray about that as you head out into this week. There's a lot of information at the table out there. And I'm going to pray right now for just Seeds for people and people's hearts to want to head out there with Mike and Denise. And then we'll head on our ways, and hopefully throughout the week you pray about it some more and you get a tugging to go. Lord, we just pray for your beautiful ministry in Seeds as you head out to classrooms and you get kids on fire for the Lord in a place where they're so unfamiliar with who you are, Jesus, as Hindu is kind of the central religion in Fiji. But it's a place that is welcoming your word, Lord. That's not even welcome here in Canada. We're not even allowed to take that into our own schools. So we just pray that you have such an amazing impact as we head out to schools in Fiji and in other Caribbean islands and bless them with your word, Lord. And I pray for open hearts and open ears that you would impact people to change and make them realize that the same old same is not good enough. So we pray for willing bodies and willing hearts from our own congregation here, people that are passionate and willing to go out there and have an amazing vacation in a beautiful country, yet at the same time serve you and be passionate in that service. As they put on puppet shows, as they sing songs, as they present their own testimonies, as they act like pigs at times in dramas. And we just pray for passionate hearts for that, Lord, that want to be a part of this team, both young and old. And we know you've already selected kind of who's going to be going, but so we just pray that those people feel that impact today and that tugging on the shoulder and say, hey, I want you. And may you bless the Seeds Ministry and bless Mike and Denise and the team as they head out this year. Pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody have a great week, and let's go serve the world this week.